And the same to you, Baz and Steve. One thing Donald Trump and I have in common is that we use Twitter. I like it. Trump loves it. With his unprecedented weekend tweet storm, he's now up to over 41,000 of them. I counted 30 tweets yesterday, mostly complaints, and about 8 so far today. Trump must not have been in a very good mood on St. Patrick's Day, as among others, he criticized... take a deep breath. Robert Mueller, General Motors, the United Auto Workers, Fox News, CNN, Google, a rerun of Saturday Night Live, Hillary Clinton, the late Senator John McCain, the Paris climate deal, even attacking a friend of mine, Shepard Smith, calling him the worst news anchor on Fox News. Now, one notable news anchor is Dan Rather, who came to fame with his coverage of the Kennedy assassination in 1963. So he has some experience. Dan is now 87. Here's what he had to say.
This is a whole new age, and the president has the strongest, the most powerful platform for propaganda that humans have ever had. With Twitter, much of the time, the public has a sense that they're facing a manure spreader in a windstorm. It just keeps coming, just keeps coming at you. It's ridiculous, but it's unrelenting, and he understands the value of that. For the public at large, it's time, you know, take a deep breath, say to yourself, stay steady. Keep in mind that this is a tremendous tool for propaganda. See it in that context and do the best we can.
So do you reckon he'll ever give it up, Kirk?
No, I don't think so, but he's certainly getting a lot of pushback today. Maybe it'll cause him some second thoughts. Meghan McCain, that's John McCain's daughter, saying that Trump needs to spend more time with his family and not obsessing over her late father, who was a great man, something that Trump will never be, saying that Trump leads a pathetic life. Others are worried about Trump's mental health. Noted conservative analyst Bill Kristol urged fellow Republicans to read Trump's tweets, saying in part, averting your eyes is refusing to come to grips with Trump's mental condition and psychological state.